Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at February 2024, the forecast for each life path number. Before we get into it, though, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. We can look at your year ahead forecast, your full numerology report, your compatibility with your partner, your siblings, your dog, your friends, whatever, your business numerology, you name it, we can pretty much look at it. So if it's something you're interested in, book some time with me. You can find my information again in the description box below. I'd love to work with you. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at February. Life path number three. So for February, you all are going to be working with the energy of the four and mouse energy. I kind of love this for you all. So this is really pushing you to slow down, pay attention to the details, you know, pay attention to sort of those, the small print, right? Not just on the contracts that you might be reading, but also in life. So especially with mouse energy coming through as well, right? Like small things, or big things come in small packages. And so that's the energy of the four as well. This is a big energy, but it helps us to focus our energy, to focus on the details, because it's the details that help us to build the greater thing, whatever that is. So hold the vision, but pay attention to the details. Focus your energy down. This is great, like checkpoint energy, to check in with yourself and say, and see, is my heart still in this? Does this feel aligned? You know, where is it that, you know, I might have skipped some steps that I need to come back and revisit and clean up a little bit? Where is it that I've been rushing through something? Where is it that I've lost my patience with whatever it may be, that I can regain that patience and allow things to unfold while I sort of, again, pay attention to the details and do my part wherever I can do that. When we have four energy, there's really something here about building a strong foundation, right? It's foundational. So it's going to have us look at the foundations and see where are the cracks? Where is it that, again, we've sort of been just rushing through whatever it may be to get to the finish line. And then we're just going to have to go back and fix it anyway. So when the four comes in, it says, let's pause, like push the pause button and do a survey and see where it is that needs your attention, whether it's a relationship, a career, you know, your emotional well-being, your mental well-being, whatever, body, mind, spirit type thing, your holistic well-being. Use this as a checkpoint to see where is it that you've been neglecting yourself? Where is it that you've been rushing through life and missing the finer details and missing the steps? This energy will help to sort of slow you down and bring you back to the points and the areas that really do need your attention. And then it's up to you to make sure that you, you know, address those and, you know, get them solid, get them steady. The other thing is the four energy is a very like process oriented type of energy. So it's also very honest. So again, it's going to sort of force us to have those more honest conversations, to show up in a more honest way, to connections, to again, like or even like what it is that you want. So if it's with, say, a career, if you're in a dead end career and you're fooling yourself to say, well, it'll get better, but you've been in this career for 10 years and it's the same, this energy will come in and say, it's time to get serious about making some kind of shift here or some kind of adjustment. And it'll force us to get very honest about that. Of course, the shift will be, you know, typically it'll be up to us to make those adjustments, to make those changes. But the four sort of forces us to get very honest about the situation, right? Even if it's a relationship where it's not working anymore, this four energy will ask us to get very honest about it. And then we come up with a solution because the four energy is also very solution focused. So it's going to not only force us to be very honest about the situation, but also help us to find a solution for that. So this can be a really... this would be a great month for getting things done, like getting things accomplished, but really that feel aligned for you, that feel in your truth. It's a very like sort of taskmaster type of energy when it comes in a cycle where, again, it's going to say, well, we can't move forward until we fix this. We can't, shift gears until we make sure that this this layer is complete. It's all about getting solid and stable and secure, right, in a situation. And so if there's this, a foundation that's broken, this is the energy that'll help you to get it solid. The other thing with mouse energy, this can be about collaboration as well. And, you know, sort of paying attention to those smaller details, to the finer details, to not overlook the whole, you know, world that's happening beneath your feet type thing. Again, meaning like the finer details or the details of a situation, because it's easy for humans to get caught up in the bigger picture, in the goal. And we become so focused on that, that we forget that there's actual steps we need to take to get there. And sometimes we get frustrated with that process, and we get frustrated with the amount of time that it takes to get there. And this energy with mouse energy and the four, it like helps us to remember that those steps are integral, that those steps are very, very important, and that we are, you know, key players in sort of setting those foundations. So I do love this energy for threes because, you know, you all are, it's such a creative energy anyway. So when you have four energy come in, it's a really assisting energy, and it says, all right, let's get focused. Let's put this creativity to use. Let's build some kind of beautiful solution with all that big creative energy that you got flowing through you. So it can be really great for that. And it can also show us where it is that, sharing ideas and collaborating with others can be really beneficial, especially when we're missing a finer detail. Others can help us to see where that is and then make adjustments. So this is great energy for you all, especially if there's a creative project that you've been wanting to get off the ground. This energy is kind of bringing you back to the pieces, to the like intricacies, to the planning stage, right? To where it is that might need your attention before you can move forward. So I kind of love this for you all for February. And it's a little bit of a longer cycle, right? Because it's for a month. So you could get a lot accomplished this month. So hope it's a beautiful month for you all. Take care. Bye for now.